It was a mess on I-25 Monday afternoon. A truck going southbound on the interstate carrying an excavator collided with an overpass near the MLK. The accident forced officials to close two lanes of the interstate for at least a couple of hours. A car was hit by debris by that excavator. These witnesses described what they saw.
The rock that hit her car kind of hit in between her windshield and her
On the driver's side, like dented in.
The moon roof.
Yeah, the moon roof, I guess.
The truck driver took off. They eventually found him. He faces several charges, including hit and run and also careless driving. The latest now on the deaths and the mysterious deaths of those two hunters in southern Colorado. The Conejos County coroner has released the cause of death for those two hunters. Lightning. Both were struck by lightning last week sometime, maybe a little bit earlier than that. Matthew Porter and Ian Staxco had been in the area for several days. They were hunting elk. They'd been in contact with their family, but their family members lost contact with the two and alerted authorities. Their bodies were found about 2 miles from where their car was located. According to the Gazette, one Army Reserve Combat Aviation Brigade and a company stationed at Fort Carson will be deactivated, part of cuts to the proposed Army budget for 2026. There's the suggestion that the Army Reserve is going to lose all of its helicopters, which will result in a 90% loss of the Reserve's air power. Officials say the cuts are necessary to more modernize the Army Reserve and because of increased use of drones in the military. Investigators say they now know why a plane crashed near Centennial Airport September the 5th, killing both people on board. Lindsay Boach with KKTV 11 News tells us more.
The plane crashed because of the engine going out mid-flight. The report says that two pilots were on board. One of them was getting training from the other because he reportedly wanted to buy a similar plane. The two pilots who died were identified as Matt Feeney and Rob Hill.
7:32 at 7:40 KVOR. At the United Nations General Assembly later today, President Donald Trump.
The president's speech comes at a challenging time for the UN. The 80-year-old institution is facing a major cash crunch after the U.S., under the president's leadership, pulled back funding from some of the UN's agencies. The U.S. is the largest donor to the UN. World leaders will be looking to the president today to signal the future of U.S. involvement in the organization in the midst of several global conflicts. That aside, the president, per U.S. and Arab officials, is expected to present a group of Arab and Muslim leaders today with a plan for peace and how to govern Gaza after the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is also expected to meet with President Trump on the sidelines to push for more security guarantees.
Two people arrested by the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office after deputies found drugs and weapons in a truck. They saw a temporary tag on the truck, but it didn't match the vehicle. This was near a business along U.S. Highway 50. Inside, a woman identified as 30-year-old Tamara Rodriguez. Deputies questioned her. She had two outstanding warrants against her. They searched the truck and found drugs on her person. A man came out of the store. He was the driver, 55-year-old Richard Rigg. As they continued to search, they found more drugs, another weapon, and body armor. Rigg is facing charges of being a special offender, of dispensing a controlled substance, and unlawful possession of a controlled substance.